Item number 7 is from the Director Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, recommending that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors recognizes that the American Legion Post 299 and the Veterans of Foreign Wars Chapter 10394 have met Milwaukee County's due diligence requirements to the Board's satisfaction. This item is referred to this committee as well as Finance and Audit.
Mr. Kuglich?
Chairman, committee members, as part of the resolution that was passed in September, before construction can begin on this memorial, it requires your adoption of this resolution recognizing that they've met the county's due diligence requirements. As you just heard in the last item from the Department of Ministry of Services, they're recommending approval. The Parks Department would like to do the same on behalf of the American Legion Post, who initially brought this project to us, and Mitchell McGlynn, the Eagle Scout, whose project this is. I don't believe that they could be here today. They had other commitments, but I'm here to thank you on their behalf.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Cesars?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my honor to move approval of this item.
We have a motion to approve. Supervisor Harris?
Just a quick question about the construction of the facility. I'm curious, and I know this is just a huge report that talks about the due diligence. However, it's just slightly vague, and I just want to make sure that I am clear about the DVE component and if that's going to be included in here, and at what point do we include a DVE contractor, so on and so forth.
Mr. Kuglich?
Yes. Typically, the county's DVE requirement for construction, I believe, is 17% or 25%. As far as this agreement is concerned, this is an agreement that the American Legion Post contracts with the contractor to construct the facility. It's not a county property. It will become so if we decide to terminate the agreement, at which point we are able to either ask them to remove the memorial or we retain the memorial ourselves and take control of the escrow agreement. But I believe that the American Legion Post has contracted with a company that does utilize minority-owned businesses, Hunsinger, and they make that part of their process.
Thank
but
you.
I can confirm that for you.
Could you confirm that and follow up with Supervisor Harris, please?
It would be my pleasure.
I would appreciate that.
Thank you very much. The motion before us is to approve. Are there further questions? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Jerset?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you very much.